Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
And this is The Nest, our mini episodes all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. And today, we are just recovering from your wonderful trip to France. Marjorie, are you still jet-lagged? And happy Bastille Day.
Oh, thank you. We just missed Bastille Day. But I will tell you real quickly, in our hotel, we were on the 31st floor. We think we saw all of the planes getting in position for Bastille Day because
fabulous.
We were lying in bed and we heard jets roaring right outside our window. It was so intense. And when I say, like, first a jumbo jet, then those flyers that protect jumbo jets, then Chinooks. I have pictures of all of this. I'll post a couple because it was pretty wild because they were flying in between our hotel and the Eiffel Tower.
Oh my gosh.
So it made for some pretty incredible pictures. But so yes, happy Bastille Day and happy I gained 6 pounds in France.
Welcome home.
So I think I did very well with the chocolate croissant every day. So if you think they're calorie free, they're not. I'm here to prove it.
I love that you gained 6 pounds. I think 6 pounds is just a sign of the trip comes back with you, which is fantastic. And so we're going to talk today about bringing France into the kitchen because you had such a fabulous trip to Paris. We love to talk about traveling and how you can bring the things that you experienced on your travels back into your own nest.
Yes, ma'am.
And we have a couple of fun things that you can incorporate into your own home to make it feel a little bit more like a magical French kitchen, starting with cookware. Here is what I really think that you need to add to your kitchen if you want to just feel like a little bit of like a provincial French lifestyle, and that is start cooking more with wooden spoons.
Okay.
Use wooden spoons. They feel so great. They cook so great. They're so healthy for you. It just feels fabulous. And Williams-Sonoma, I mean, lots of places you can get wooden spoons, but Williams-Sonoma has some really great little sets, kind of collections where you
right.
can pick up two or three. And I really love two things in my kitchen that I really value when it comes to my sets of wooden spoons, and the two that I always reach for is one, a super long handled wooden spoon that you can delve into a big, deep stock pot.
Right.
And then the second one is almost like a wooden spatula with a flat edge on the top so that you can really like get the bits off of the bottom of any pan.
Okay.
So if you're going to get a couple, that's what I would get.
You're exactly right about that. But because I don't cook, why wouldn't?
The
I don't
bottom
understand.
Of the pan. The bottom of the pan is where all of the flavor is. So whenever you're like searing something, you want to be able to get the bottom of the pan out. And it's great.
And you don't have to worry about them having germs?
No, you just wash them like
okay.
normal. You just wash them.
Okay, could I sound like less of a cook right now?
No,
could
you sound great.
I don't know what I'm doing in the kitchen, but I do have wooden spoons. And you're right, they feel better. I love
them. I know, they totally do.
You had asked me earlier if I had any cookware. And I said, Elizabeth, no. I like the most basic cookware. All of the household cookware went to Kansas. So I have virtually nothing.
But get I love a wooden spoon.
I love that. And then we were going to talk a little bit about really bringing French food into our homes. And many years ago, you told me about this one book. Tell everybody about this bread book that I love.
So the book, there are actually several now. I think there are 5 or 6. But the original is called Artisan Bread in 5 Minutes a Day.
Yes!
I have like 4 of these books.
Yes!
And they're written by a couple of Minnesota-based authors. Zoe Francois is a pastry chef. And then Jeff Hertzberg writes with her. And
right.
he is the one who kind of came up with this whole scientific idea of how you could make bread in a no-knead fashion. And you essentially just like create a vat of dough that sits in your fridge and gets better as the days go on. And then you pull out a hunk of dough and you bake it, and you can bake it in all sorts of things. And you know, the reason we talk about this is because bread is so integral in French culture.
Yes.
And it's so something that should be enjoyed and is wonderful. And this is the easiest way to make homemade bread is to use this book. I'm telling you, it is fantastic. So we'll link up the website too, because even if you just want to get started by perusing the website and seeing what your options are, because there are multiple books that you can check out.
But what I loved about this, and either you told me about this at the time because you had interviewed the pastry chef, but the idea was that you could grab a hunk of dough, throw it in the oven as you're starting to prep dinner for the night. And by the time dinner was ready to go, you had a fresh, hot loaf of bread. And that to me is essentially French. It's just always having a great loaf of bread. So I love that book. I'm going to order that tonight on Amazon.
It is fabulous. Yes. Yep. Make sure you get in on it because it's so much fun. And it really does. It makes fresh bread and just like that process of baking bread part of your life. And that's so wonderful. So artisanbreadin5.com is the website, but I'll post it all on our Instagram and Facebook and whatnot.
And then the other thing that I think is really interesting, and this is something that has been a change in my life in the last 3-4 years, because I produce, quite ironically, food TV. And I've gotten to know a lot of chefs and I've been in so many kitchens. And so it's been sort of this great awakening for me of what flavor means, of what good food means, of how to create good food, and the personalities behind the food we eat in the restaurants that we go to. And one of my favorite restaurants here is a little restaurant called Voila. And I got to meet the chef, and he's from a little town. I think he's from Lorraine. And the couple is so cute. So it's the chef and his wife, and they run the restaurant, and it's adorable and it's wonderful. But I got to try a lot of sort of typically French dishes like bouillabaisse and escargot and souffle, which I've had before, but all those kinds of things. And so I think sometimes when we think about bringing a great trip back home with us, it's just finding that great restaurant in your neighborhood. And I don't know, I know there's a great French restaurant in the Twin Cities somewhere. I just don't know what it is.
Okay, well, I'll tell you where it is. It's in Wayzata, and it's called Belcour, and it's open since you left.
Really?
And it is, I mean, the hottest spot. So they have a bakery and then they have the restaurant attached, and it's all owned by Gavin Kaysen, who is like the it chef in the Twin Cities these days. He moved back from New York, and he used to work in some of the best kitchens in
fantastic.
New York. And they are just doing fantastic things. So if you want that experience of like feeling like you're in a French cafe and getting baked goods and like a chocolate croissant or regular croissants or baguettes, or they have this magical crepe cake that like makes you cry, you go to Belcour in Wayzata. You feel like it's as close to like a little French town as you can get. And you just enjoy and eat with abandon. When you're here in the Twin Cities, Marjorie, that's where we're going to go.
Oh, I would love that. And I think it's just that momentary, you can be transported for a night and it's so worth it. I mean, I know sometimes they can be a little bit more expensive, but you save up and have that special night out somewhere else and you'll think you're in France for the night. And it's totally worth it.
And when in doubt, just get yourself a $10 wooden spoon and call it a day. You're in good shape.
Absolutely. If you are enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with a friend. If you are super motivated, you can always give us a review at Apple Podcasts.
And reach out to us. You can find both of us on Instagram at Best to the Nest or at Eliz Reese and at It's Me Marjorie One. We are also on Facebook and Twitter. We even have a Facebook group. So log on, join in the conversation. All right, another one. Au revoir.
Au revoir.